today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, Bar Harbor, Maine says if Key West can do it, so can we. Hawaii cuts quarantine time to 10 days, and Disney says the fourth day is free. Details next in the news.
At 3:20 in our Smarter Traveler segment, we tell you why WalletHub considers Sacramento to be a top Christmas destination, and COVID tests are available at Sacramento International.
The second half of our show is something special we created just for you. Come with us as we visit the North Pole and talk with some of the cast of characters that make it all happen.
From a call to a reindeer headquarters to a conversation with an original elf, Mrs. Claus, and even Santa himself, we have a true update from the North Pole, full of unique stories. We'll bet that you've never heard some of these before.
It's the Travel Guys Christmas Show from Sacramento and the North Pole. Come on, let's go dashing through the snow together.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome, everyone. It's another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys here on KFBK, underwritten by Sports Leisure Vacations. It's so good to be with you, the last Travel Guys Sunday radio program before the big day, Christmas, and we're so glad to be with you, and as we teased at the beginning, we got a fun show today, especially the back half, so stick around, you know, text a friend, tell them to join in, and don't forget now, links to some of the stuff that we talk about and other cool things at TravelGuysRadio.com. Mr. Hoffman, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm pretty good, Thomas. How are you today?
I can't complain. I even dressed for the occasion.
I can see you here on the Facebook Zoom. You've got a several-foot-long red and white cap that goes all the way down to the floor.
I do. This is sort of my my Grinch sort of Santa hat.
I
have several.
This is my candy cane shirt here that I've got on that I can only wear really in December.
It is definitely a candy cane look. Yeah. Boy, too bad we're not streaming this on the video. But then again, you know, spare our listeners some of the grief.
There you go.
Well, let's get started. I know you have a couple of words of. You know, that come from the heart from you,
yeah,
Mark, which
something
happens
up here
from time to time.
Something up here at the top. I could have made this a formal commentary, but I just wanted to say thank you to the thousands of healthcare workers on the front line right now. If you can't think of any other reason to try and keep your distance and be safe over the next 2 weeks, please think of these heroes who are really trying to save our lives.
You know, if you or anyone you know who works in and around hospitals, you know, it would be an incredible time of the year to offer a word of support and ask if there is anything that that you could do to help them. I mean, just asking, even if there isn't anything they really need from you, but just hearing you say, "Can I help?" You know, how much we appreciate what you do. How thankful we are that you're there. Please hang in there. And, of course, they get the first shot of the vaccine. You know, be kind of a Christmas present of a lot of value in reality. I mean, if you could give them a present, that would be great. But just to hear the words, thank you for all you do. So take the opportunity when you have it.
These are the people who protect who protect us, and you need to protect yourself, your family, and your friends, and the people you love by wearing a mask and saying I love you on Zoom for the next couple of weeks. We have two vaccines, more help on the way. All of us in the travel and hospitality industry whose jobs and livelihood is impacted by COVID, but especially for the heroes in healthcare, consider literally taking a step back over the next couple of weeks. Just just please be safe. Another update I wanted to just share, Tom, comes from our friends at the Wreath Project, who have laid out all the wreaths at the Sacramento Valley Cemetery and this year. And it's I have not been down there, but I'm looking at some pictures. If you go to travelguysradio.com and just click on the show description for this week, it'll take you to a bunch of pictures that you can see. Susie was especially told me that to tell folks that if you have time to drive down to the cemetery, that it's really quite a sight. She said, even though there are 20-something thousand wreaths, they had so many volunteers that all the wreaths were laid within 2 hours.
Amazing.
So yeah, she said they always have quite a traffic jam and stuff of people who come just to help and be volunteers on that day. And of course, if you have a family member there, you can make arrangements to come and put the wreath on their grave ahead of all of the activity last Saturday. So just an amazing community event that these people do. And, of course, they're already raising money for next year.
And if you were part of that in any way, bless you. Thank you from the Wreath Project and from the Travel Guys. Well, at the top of every Travel Guys radio show, somewhere near there, we bring you up to date on what's going on in the travel news. That being said, Mark, what you got for us today?
Well, let's see here. Probably more than I can talk about. First of all, an update on something we talked about last week, the Cruise Passenger Protection Act. We were somewhat marveling last week that it had gotten attached to a bill that had made it through Congress, a military bill. The president has indicated he's going to veto that bill. Both houses of Congress passed it with a veto-proof majority. How that will all play out, I have no idea. So rather than get the congresswoman on the radio this week to talk about something that might not actually happen, we'll wait until we get a little more clarity there. But we're all hoping that the Cruise Passenger Protection Act, which would mandate a doctor on board every ship and some other things, which is headed up by our local congresswoman, Doris Matsui, it's a follow-up to something that she did about 10 years ago. And that we covered, and we'll talk about it hopefully some more. There will be some more updates in days to come. We mentioned to you in the headlines, Walt Disney World is giving an extra theme park day. The Florida parks are open, and nobody is going, even though the capacity is set at much below the maximum. They're still having a hard time getting enough people to even hit those numbers. So now what they're allowing you to do is have a fourth day free. I suspect something like that involving Disney and our California Adventure will come when those parks reopen, which is not expected to be until perhaps mid to late summer. Bar Harbor, Maine is doing what Key West, Florida did. Key West had become so popular with cruise ships that two and sometimes three cruise ships a day were stopping there. Well, and the number of people flooding into small resort towns that are already choked with tourists. Bar Harbor, Maine is another one of those. They've had the same problem. The Key West folks in the most recent election passed a local ordinance that limits the number of cruise ships, the size of the cruise ships, the number of people who can disembark from each one. I think I mentioned this when we talked about this a month or so ago, that Key West might not be the first city to take this route, especially now that they've been successful at it. And sure enough, Bar Harbor is saying, I mean, they're actually quoted in this article. Heck, you know, if the Key West residents can do it, then we can control our destiny too. So look for more of these small destinations that have been really overrun by cruise ships in recent years. It's great for cruise ship passengers, but for folks who have paid for a destination vacation there, every day to be besieged by thousands and thousands of cruise ship passengers who are only there for a few hours, and their approach to a destination, I'm not saying it's wrong, it's just very different. And so some of that meshes well together, but not only at a certain level. We had some folks from the Hogan family on the Travel Guys a couple, 3 months ago who started Pleasant Hawaiian Holidays way back when Hawaii became a state. They took a small travel agency in New Jersey and became Pleasant Hawaiian Holidays, which by 1985 was responsible for one out of every 10 people arriving in Hawaii. Absolutely amazing. Anyway, Lynn Hogan, who was the lady who was the wife of one of the founders, passed away last week. Delta Airlines CEO says there's optimism for recovery in 2021. Remember, this is the airline that decided to keep the middle seat open through March. So watch them. They're the smartest of the bunch. They may not quite have as good a service as Southwest, but they've been a lot better on this whole COVID thing. They seem to have their finger on the pulse a lot better. If you're going to make reservations for something down the road, I'm going to suggest that you lean towards Delta Airlines if you can do it. Hawaii is reducing the length of time for quarantine for travelers from 14 days down to 10. That pretty much lines up with the CDC's advice. Viking Cruises CEO and president has sent out a large, long update, which basically says they hope to be back in the water sometime in the spring. Sacramento International Airport has announced new free COVID tests. We will talk a little bit more about in our next segment, as more and more airports along the West Coast are offering free COVID tests to travelers or reduced cost tests. And that, Thomas, is your travel news for today.
All right. We are the travel guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. Don't forget now our special Christmas edition on the back half of the show. I know you're going to enjoy, but keep it here as we check in with the folks at Wallet Hub. They do surveys. They check the pulse of the nation and find out what people are thinking. And believe it or not, Sacramento picked somewhere in the top as a Christmas destination. And we'll have that for you right after the break here on the Travel Guys.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
Merry Christmas, everyone. You have found the Travel and Entertainment Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, here to make you a smarter traveler. And from time to time, you know, share the accolades of how wonderful Sacramento is based on recent surveys. We've had the folks at Wallet Hub on a few times, and today we have Jill Gonzalez. She's one of the analysts there. And, Jill, you got some news about rankings this time around for the best places for Christmas. Mark, what did you learn?
Well, I looked at the list and found that Sacramento was 11th. And I immediately, among cities all over the country, and I immediately thought, wow, that's kind of impressive. And then I looked and saw a number of other California cities. Oakland, San Jose, San Diego ranked very high. And so they may be curious as to why that is and why did Sacramento come out so high. So, Jill Gonzalez, tell us, what about this list by Wallet Hub made Sacramento and other California cities score so high?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a ranking that we do annually, actually. But this year, the metrics look very different. You know, Christmas, I think, is going to look different no matter where you are. So we wanted to look for, you know, safe, affordable places. Our data set ranges from everything from COVID-19 cases in the last week to availability of Christmas traditions to this year, some of the best gourmet delivery and pickup food. So all of those reasons here are boding well for a number of California cities, Sacramento being one of them at number 11. It did particularly well when it comes to that safety. Also safety year-round, you know, when we're looking at things like driving under the influence and being safe for that as well. That's where Sacramento does well. San Francisco, 7th, Oakland, 4th, San Jose, 2nd. Again, comes down to safety and accessibility.
Let me just interrupt you here, Jill. You said driving under the influence. So you mean people, we rank high on the list for not driving under the influence?
Correct. So less things like pedestrian fatalities and drunk driving incidents.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that because I didn't want people to think that, you know, the reason that we were higher on the list was because we nailed more pedestrians in the crosswalks. One thing I noticed from the list and the where Sacramento ranked in some of the areas, this I really found fascinating, and I really give Wallet Hub some credit for this because to me it becomes more than just a look at what tourists do. One of the categories that you came up with was food banks per capita. And tell me, why was that something that you would consider including in something like this?
Well, as part of Christmas spirit, we include generosity. So we not only look at food banks per capita, we look at how many people have said that they are donating, which surprisingly this year donations are up. People donating are up despite the pandemic, so that is good news. But we look at everything from, you know, online giving per capita, all of those things when handling Christmas spirit.
Well, Sacramento certainly did very well, as we mentioned. Sacramento was 11th. San Jose came in second. I get that a little bit because I've been around San Jose at Christmas time, and they do this wonderful thing in downtown San Jose, Christmas on the plaza there, and it's just really cool. It's very much a family event, probably be a little bit different this year. But the top five were Durham, North Carolina, San Jose, Honolulu, Oakland, and Raleigh, North Carolina. So Durham and Raleigh are next to each other, and they're 1 and 5. Can you shed any light on that one, Jill?
So as far as the North Carolina cities, again, looking at things like safety, traditions, and food, again, pretty high here. And we also look for observance. So typically we think, you know, the more people celebrating and the more churches now doing online mass, all of those different things, we're seeing a high number in those North Carolina cities as well.
Well, Jill, your methodology and such during the COVID has got to be dramatically different. You have to look at completely different things. What few things, top of the list, that were dramatically different that you had to add to the analytics to put this together this year that kind of stand out to you?
We look at, you know, typically we look at things like restaurants and all of that. Food is a big portion of this. But here we're looking at the availability of high-rated takeout or delivery and churches doing online services or mass.
And, Tom, just was it just yesterday or the day before in the Sacramento Bee, there was a wonderful extensive article about what different restaurants are doing over the holidays and, you know, how people can tap into getting special meals and all of that kind of jazz. So that kind of abstractly backs up what Jill is saying. Jill, thank you for a few minutes of your time on short notice to tell us a little bit about this, not only why Sacramento scored well, but kind of your criteria. I really find it interesting, and I really congratulate you guys for adapting and giving us something that reflects the current state of events as opposed to just something that talked about Christmas in general. So thank you very much, and I'm glad Sacramento finished well. We'll hope to talk to you again when another list comes out. Tom knows I'm big on lists, so thank you very much, Jill.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All righty, and don't forget now a link to Jill and all her analytics, travelguysradio.com. And I'm just amazed, Mark, that, you know, we got mentioned. We were, like, number 11. I mean,
hey,
how did that happen?
We made the fall color list, and that was before we had the best fall colors probably in the city's history. And, you know, now we – but, you know, they listed – they went after things like – you know, we have we're real high in tree farms per capita, so people can go get their own Christmas tree. And she mentioned, I think, there we were really high in food banks and online giving and stuff. So, you know, it's not a bad place to live, as it turns out.
How about that? Yeah, well, I'm proud of our little city. There's no doubt about it.
Not too bad. Hey, listen, here is some important news about COVID testing at the airport. There is a COVID testing site now at the airport. Here is the key. Two important things to know. It's not an instant test, so you don't get it, like, on the day that you're flying. You have to go out and take it a couple of days ahead of time if you want the results, because you have a specific day that you're going to fly. The other thing is, it's free. You don't have to be somebody who's traveling. It's set up in the lot. If you know where the AM/PM is and the economy lot, kind of as you come onto the airport property, be off to your right there. But that's where it's going to be set up. You have to have an appointment. Did I mention that? You have to have an appointment.
No, you didn't. Okay, and you make the appointment where?
You can go online and make the appointment. It's free. If you're going to Hawaii, there's a $20 administrative fee that's part of Hawaii's testing program. But it's not a charge that is charged here. So, yes, you can go online at travelguysradio.com. Right at the top of the list of highlights for today's show, there's two different links. One is for people who are passengers, and one is for people who are not passengers. So they've got it pretty well spelled out. This is a good thing. So you don't have to be traveling to be able to use it.
Yeah, that, you know, that that amazes me. I mean, this is, takes a lot of work, and you would think that it's, since it's at the airport, that it would be specifically designed and have something to do with airline travel, meaning that, you know, if you are going to travel, and you probably should have to show them the fact that you have a reservation, and then you go out a couple of days ahead of time and get your test. But you're saying that that plus if you have, you don't need a doctor's note?
Don't need a doctor's note. You have to have a reservation.
You make a reservation even if you're not traveling.
And they have separate reservation sites for travelers and a separate link for travelers and non-travelers. You can go to travelguysradio.com and find we have the separated links there. There's also the same type of testing site is available at the Oakland International Airport, too. So this seems like a total no-brainer to me. I guess the no-brainer part of it is that you'd want it to be instant testing, but that's going to be, you know, that's going to be something that people would have to spring for. I'm guessing there's going to be some dollars involved there. But anyway, at least it's a way. It's a place that you know. You're going to the airport anyway a couple days later, so it's a place to get tested if you need to be tested.
When does this start?
It started Wednesday.
Okay. So well, there you go. Now. Check it out at travelguysradio.com. I got the news coming up, and then we're going to be visiting with
a variety of people.
Yeah, we are, but we're going to check in with Reindeer Operations over the phone. We're going to make a call, see if we can reach somebody there and chat with them. We also got some other great stuff on our Travel Guys website, including a video of
some singing music, some singing candy boxes that is absolutely a Christmas classic. You want to check it out. Travelguysradio.com. One click takes you to the singing music boxes.
All right. We'll be back after the news.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Hey there, we are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, Mark Hoffman and Sam Romano. It's our, you know, last show before Christmas special. Been wanting to say that for a long time, a Christmas special.
That's kind of appropriate bumper music there. You see, hear that line in there, since there's no place to go?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're COVID in, snowed in.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. We have something really cool. At least we think it's cool. You'll in 20 minutes from now, you'll decide whether you agree with this or not. We are going to take you up to the North Pole. Since you can't go there yourself, there are no flights to the North Pole. We have to wait for Santa to come to us. It's a busy time up there. There's a lot of activity and a lot of things going on. So for people of all ages, from 8 to 80, from 4 to 80, we have got some very special guests for you over the next 25 minutes, and we'll give you a very good look at what's going on at the North Pole.
All right, and I think we should start by making a phone call to Reindeer Operations. Let's dial them up.
Ah, that sounds like the perfect place to start.
This is Jed.
Is this Reindeer Headquarters?
Yes, it is.
Aha, we've reached the right number then.
Wow. So how did you get the Reindeer Headquarters number, Mark?
Well, you know, we have connections, Tom. We have connections. This is even more important this year than usual.
This is an unpublished number. How did you get it?
Well, I just, you know, we're reporters, and, you know, so your name is Jed, and this is Reindeer Headquarters. This is the Travel Guys radio show in Sacramento, California, and we're doing some research here and doing a bit on all of the things that go in, all the preparation that goes into Christmas Eve and getting Santa on the road. And we thought that we should speak to someone who is in charge of the reindeer, because we've all sort of met Rudolph, and he's pretty famous, and we know the names of the other ones, but we don't really know that much about them or, you know, how to take care of them or anything like that. So
our friends in the Santa PR department must have gotten in touch with you. I know this is an annual thing. It's a busy time for us, but, you know, let me take a few minutes to just kind of walk you through some of the interesting parts.
All right. This is fascinating. We're so glad we were able to reach you.
Well, reindeer operations is one of my primary responsibilities. Gosh, over the years, it has grown and evolved to, as you can imagine, quite an operation. Back at the beginning, a few millennia back, you know, there were just Adam and Eve. So Mrs. Claus drove Santa out, dropped off two gifts, bada bing, bada beam, and it was over. But, you know, over the years, the population of the globe has increased and increased and increased.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you know, there was that thing that happened in the 60s where there was an entitlement, and it wasn't just kids now. There was alleged age discrimination. So now we're delivering to everybody.
My goodness, things have grown there a little bit at the North Pole. What about these reindeer, Jed? How do you get them prepared for, I mean, you've got to deal with them all year round. I mean, you know, there's must be an upside and a downside to reindeer.
Well, you know, a lot of it's about the introduction of technology. First of all, we didn't start with reindeer. We started with goats. Goats turned out to be a bad choice.
Goats
ate a lot of presents. There was a lot of loss in present count. You know, one year during the trials, they nibbled a good portion of Santa's suit while he was down the chimney. So that didn't work out.
Goodness
Finally,
gracious.
After a lot of testing and evaluation, we ended up with the reindeers. The reindeer are placid animals. They're powerful. They're not extremely bright, so they're happy to just stand on the roof as long as it takes Santa to go up and down the chimney and do his business. We had to innovate, evolve, in order to get this job done. It's a massive job, just massive. It's a lot of work to get all these presents produced, get them out the door, get them shipped, you know, complex logistics. And of course, the reindeer play a big part in that. You know, people ask about Rudolph and his red nose. That was really a technical innovation that we PR put a spin on. Turns out Rudolph was energetic and enthusiastic. Didn't originally come with the red nose, but he couldn't find his way out of a paper bag. Got lost. Santa was furious. So we've got GPS technology in that nose, and the red indicator is simply an indication that GPS system is on and operating.
Excellent. Well, great idea. Yeah, Jed, I understand that you know, there's like dog whisperers and so forth. I understand that you're a reindeer whisperer. You can communicate them, you know, kind of like psychopathically, something like that.
Well, I tell you what, I spend a lot of time with reindeer, but I can neither confirm or deny that I've been whispering to them, dealing with them in any particular way that some people might take exception to. And that's, I think, all I can say about that.
Well, Jed, we appreciate your time here. We know as it gets close to Christmas, it's really busy. Before we let you go, is there any last thing that we should know here you'd like to share with our listeners about your job or the reindeer or gearing up for Christmas Eve, anything that we should know?
Well, I would ask the public to, their imaginations are captured, of course, by the big guy in the red suit and, of course, the reindeer. Think about the elves. Think about the little guys in this big process. We sometimes appreciate a little attention and appreciation ourselves.
Well, thank you, Jed. Sure. Up at Reindeer Headquarters at the North Pole, we're going to be speaking to Mr. and Mrs. Claus just a little bit. Let you get back to work there, Jed.
All right. Have a good holiday.
My goodness. Right up to, well, you know, I mean, if you want to, you got to go to the right to the top. I mean, you can't mess around here. I mean, that's a lot of stuff I didn't know about.
I mean, goats. They tried goats
started
first.
Started with goats, huh? Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, that's, wait a minute here. We've got, it looks like we've got another call coming in here from the North Pole. Another caller on the phone. Luis is telling me here, hello, is this, it sounds like one of the elves is on the phone. Hello there.
Hi, this is Beauregard.
Beauregard.
Oh, yeah, Beauregard.
All elves are from the North Pole. Some of us come from the South.
So this is Beauregard, the elf from the North Pole, the Southern elf from the North Pole.
That would be right.
Beauregard. Okay. And Beauregard, how long have you been an elf?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's hard to remember, but let's just put it this way. I'm the one who sent King Henry VIII his very first turkey leg.
All right. Is that what he wanted for Christmas?
That's all he wanted. bless his heart, he had a big appetite even as a baby.
Beauregard, it must be the North Pole right now must be just an amazing place. We're only a few days before Christmas. Tell us a little bit what things are like at the North Pole right now.
Well, it's chilly. It is definitely chilly. Those folks in New York, they think they're having snow right now. They ain't seen nothing like what we have up here. It's snowing sideways. It's snowing down from the sky and up from the ground. Everywhere you look is snow, snow, snow.
So are we going to be able to get the sleigh loaded? Are you going to be ready to go on time? Well, this will be Friday night, North Pole time, I'm guessing.
Well, let's just say I will be doing my part. Now, I'm the custodial engineer in charge of reindeer logistics. This is a big job, but I'm up for the match, and I'll be doing my part to see that sleigh gets on its way.
I'm sorry. What was that job title one more time again?
I'm the custodial engineer in charge of reindeer logistics.
And what does that what does that job really entail? The custodial engineer in charge of reindeer logistics.
It pretty much means I'm in charge of everything they leave behind.
Oh. Wow, Beauregard. Did you sign up for this, or were you appointed?
It was a promotion. But we might put word promotion in air quotes, just maybe.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
Oh, well, Beauregard, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Beauregard, you're at the North Pole right now. We're going to be getting a weather report here in just a few minutes. You say it's very cold up there. Is there anything else that we should know, Beauregard, before we let you go here? I mean, you're one of the elves up there. You've been an elf for how many years again?
Well, it's been quite a few centuries, quite a few centuries. Now, elves don't age like people age, so just keep that in mind. I do have a special request, though. I know folks are listening to this show all over Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
Dan is going to be visiting millions of homes in that area, and, you know, so many kind people are going to be leaving out maybe a cookie or a glass of milk or Coca-Cola for Santa Claus. But I just have a special request to make. Some folks also like to leave out a carrot or two for the reindeers.
Uh-huh.
And some like to leave out a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I just want people to know that every time they leave a carrot out, well, let's just say that's job security for me, but security that I don't really need. So, people, please, just go light on the carrots.
Okay, try not to feed the reindeer too much. Direct request from the North Pole, from the person who has to go around with the shovel. Beauregard, the Southern Elf from the North Pole, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time today.
Y'all have a great day, and Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you, Beauregard. Oh, my goodness. Next up, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to try to get our weatherman on the phone. Meteorologist Dr. Al Pouringdown will join us right after the break as we continue our trip to the North Pole here on the Travel Guys.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
There, Elmo Shropshire, Betsy.
Yeah. That's my favorite Christmas carol.
All right. You know, I like Dominic the, what is it called, the donkey?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
All right.
What's next?
We're continuing. If you're just tuning into the Travel Guys here, we've gone up to the North Pole. We've talked to reindeer operations. We've talked to one of the original elves, Beauregard. We're now going to take just a minute here. And before we go back up to the North Pole to talk to Santa and Mrs. Claus, we're going to talk just to a minute here to our meteorologist, Dr. Al Pouringdown, to give us a weather update for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Well, thank you so much, Mark and Tom, Travel Guys. This is Al Pouringdown. I'm the cousin to Storm and Norman, I might point out. The weather forecast is high in the mountains, low in the valley, dark until dawn, and clear unless it rains.
Thank you so much, Al. Anything specific for Northern California for Christmas Eve?
High in the mountains, low in the valley, dark until dawn, and clear unless it rains, and I am never wrong.
That explains why we don't hear much from Al these days. All right, it is off we go now, off to the North Pole. All right, so let's go ahead and make that call up to the North Pole and see if we can get Santa and maybe Mrs. Claus on the phone.
All right, sounds like a good idea to me, Mark. Here's again, this is one of those numbers. I don't know where you get these numbers.
Yeah,
but,
well, it's I've got my sources, you know. I've got my sources working so far.
Okay.
El Central operator speaking.
Yes. This is the Travel Guys radio show calling. Is it possible we could speak with Santa Claus, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Can you tell me who it is that's calling? I didn't get that.
It's the Travel Guys radio show. We just need to speak to Santa for a few minutes.
Oh, you want to speak to Santa? Everybody wants to speak to Santa. Well, you know what? You can't speak to Santa unless you go through Mrs. Claus.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You,
that I guess
wanna
that makes
her?
Sense. Yeah. Could we speak to Mrs. Claus? Does she have a few minutes?
Yeah, let's see. Let's see if we can round her up. Hey, Mrs. Claus. Oh, hey, over here. Is there somebody on the phone? You got a minute?
See if we can get Mrs. Claus, and then maybe we can get Santa. You know, maybe we can go through Mrs.
Hello?
Claus and get Santa. Or maybe she... Yes, Mrs. Claus, thank you so much. This is Mark from the Travel Guys radio show. I'm here with Tom Romano, and we're just... we were hoping to speak to Santa, but we understand he's very busy. Do you have a moment to talk to us?
I do. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas. My gosh, what a sweet voice she has.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Mrs. Claus, to you. It's been said many times that behind every good man is a good woman, and Santa and the reindeer get a lot of the headlines, but I suspect there's a part of the North Pole that requires a woman's touch. Would that be true?
That is so true. My job is keep Santa in line, and that is a big job.
Oh, I
manage the reindeer, and I'm the head chef of the whole North Pole kitchen.
Wow,
that's so you're feeding Santa and we know that Santa. You know, it's pretty obvious that you must be a very good cook, Mrs. Claus, because Santa. You know, I mean, he's
well fed,
abundant. Yeah, it's well fed. Exactly.
Santa likes to eat.
Mrs. Claus, what's the biggest challenge for you on Christmas Eve with everything that's going on? What role do you play on Christmas Eve?
Well, just keeping everyone on task. The reindeer are always fighting over who gets to be in the front or who wants to be in the back. Got to keep that straight. But most of all, it's helping Santa get out the door. He can't find his boots. Where's my phone? Where's my gloves? It takes a while to get him out the door.
Mrs. Claus, is there anything about Santa that you think most people, you know, most people know kind of the basic jolly old St. Nick stuff, but is there anything you'd like to share with us that maybe we don't know about Santa?
Well, he probably would hate me telling you this, but we all know he loves cookies. Yeah. And keeping the cookies out of his pockets. There's nothing worse than cleaning pockets with cookie crumbs. And the other thing is he's very superstitious. And everybody thinks he wears all red, but he wears his lucky blue socks on Christmas Eve.
Wow.
Aha. Uh-huh. Inside information from Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, those
yes.
blue the socks lucky... tucked away inside those black boots.
Well,
yes.
So far, they certainly have been lucky socks that up to this point. Mrs. Claus, is there any special... I mean, with all the COVID and everything this year and all the viruses and everything, does that concern you, sending your husband out to go around the world and see all of these people on one night and deliver all these gifts?
Oh, yes, it does worry me. But he goes out with his mask and he wears his special goggles, which, first of all, when you're flying in a sled, you got to protect those eyes.
Yep.
And so that keeps him pretty safe. And besides that, when he goes in the house, everybody's asleep.
Okay. I hadn't thought of that.
Well, at least you hope they are anyway.
Exactly. Well, Mrs. Claus, do you think is there any possibility that you could we talk to Santa just for a minute? Could you help us with that?
Well, let me see if he can come for a minute. Hey, Santa, there's someone on the phone for you.
What? I'm a busy man. I don't have time for trivial stuff, but then again, who's calling?
Oh, the one thing we don't want to do is make Santa mad. Santa, is that you?
Wait, whoa, I recognize this voice. This is my buddy Mark, the travel guy. Mark, you know, I used to come visit you when you were a small boy. I know things that a lot of people will never know.
Perhaps we should just move along. And are you ready for Christmas this year?
Well, Santa is always ready, Mark. It's even more important this year than never to bring much happiness as Santa can. I've even done away with the naughty and nice list, as everyone has been extra good this year. That should make a lot of folks on Capitol Hill happy.
Santa, it's been kind of an unusual year. What kind of presents are kids asking for this holiday season?
Well, you know, Santa gets a lot of requests for the usual things like dolls and BB guns, but this year, Santa's received a lot of unusual requests. Like, Santa, I want to go back to school. I want faster internet. Can I get a cool Star Wars face mask? Some of the ones I can't help with, like, you know, can you stop Daddy from drinking so much? And please, no more Zoom time. And can you get us more hand sanitizer? And Mark, the request for gifts of hand sanitizer, disinfectant wipes, and all of that is outdone by one thing, and that is toilet paper.
Hey, Santa, this is the other travel guy, Tom. I got a question for you. So, Santa, social distancing must be easy for you, but what about wearing the mask?
Since Santa is rarely seen, and of course those helpful small Santas don't count, when necessary, Santa wears a special helmet designed by the fine folks, you know, Space Force. Mark, what do you want for Christmas this year?
Oh, Santa, gosh, more than anything, Santa, there's a lot of people who are really hurting all over the planet. I mean, I'd like to be able to take people traveling and stuff like that, and that would be wonderful for me and all the people who work for me and travel with me. But we have a lot of folks right now who are just really in trouble all over the planet. So we probably need Santa Claus maybe more than we've ever needed Santa Claus this year.
Well, Santa is here for all the boys and girls and everyone around the world to bring some joy. And we're hoping that in 2021, it'll be a wonderful year. Oh, thank you so much, Mark, for calling and spending a little bit of time with Santa. We love you all. Ho, 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 ho.
All right, Santa, you get back to work out there. We've already been talking to the elves and everything. We have some idea of what the challenge that faces you. So get going, and we'll see you in the sky in just a few nights.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Well, and folks, here comes an important update, especially for the kids. Dr. Fauci, this truly just came this afternoon, says he has vaccinated Santa Claus against COVID-19. So Santa will be safe around the planet. Special thanks to Jed Shapiro, Stephanie Romano, Clayton Whitehead, and all the folks who helped us put together this wonderful Santa Claus bit for the second half of the program.
Thank you, my friends. You have a wonderful Christmas. Stay well, and we'll see you a week from today.
Absolutely. And remember, dance like nobody's watching. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you for being a part of the audience for the Travel Guys.